Hello and welcome back to episode 5 of Sir John Thompson's Immigration Project. I'm your host, Mr. Lukanen. Today we feature two interviews, one with an immigrant from India and another from the Ukraine. Always remember you can leave a review and rate us on Apple Podcasts. That will help get the word out to others about our little show. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. Now, on to the interviews.
To 99 FM. Today on 99 Immigrants, we will be interviewing an immigrant who also happens to be my mother. So let's get started. When did you originally immigrate?
I came to Canada year 1991.
In what country did you originate from?
From India. We don't have to work there. I was a student, but it was really scary. We had so many terrorism attacks. And there's like the terrorist was really active, so it was scary. It was tough because we have to work hard to earn money, and especially I was a student back home and I worked there, but it was more peaceful, and we were living making money and we were living comfortably. We don't have to worry about terrorism or anything. It was more Canada is more peaceful. And we make our own decisions. So it was bad. It was okay. As I said earlier, because of the India, we had so many political issues. And there's so many tourism, terrorist attacks there. So I wanted to come to Canada to have a better life where we can live safely.
What was your immigration process like, and was it easy?
It wasn't bad. My husband, he was, before me, he was a Canadian citizen. So he came to India to marry me. Then we got married. He stayed there 2 months. Then he came back. He sponsored me. It took about 5 to 6 months for the process to get everything. So then I came to Canada. Biggest problem was the language, because we were not speaking English back home. And second, we don't know many people here. And the third, my education, because of whatever I studied from back home, I had to redo everything here.
I'm really happy that you immigrated to Canada.
Yes, I'm very happy. We work hard, so we got everything. And my kids, they are living in a safe environment, and they got more opportunities.
Thank you for listening to 99 FM. And remember, kids, always be thankful to your immigrant parents.
What is your full name?
Full name is Vladimir Xero.
Okay. Why did you immigrate here to Canada?
Because it is my country. It was corruption, down economic, is very tough life after collapse Soviet Union. Hmm. Why? I was visit in 1988 to Canada, and I decide to, with my family, move to Canada, 1994.
Okay. When did you immigrate?
1994.
Okay. What country did you come from?
Russia. I come from Ukraine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Was the immigration process hard or easy?
Like for me, it was easy because my older brother, he sponsored my family.
Elaborate, please. Describe it, please.
Boy, he sent to me in Ukraine invitation for me and my family. We're going to Canada ambassador and do it. It's not problem.
What was your life before and after immigrating?
Before it was tough life because it was Soviet Union. It was like you cannot go anywhere without permission KGB. Mm-hmm. If you have permission, you can go. If you don't have, don't leave Soviet Union. You have to stay forever.
Did you have to pay for anything when you were immigrating?
Just fee. Not a plane ticket. Yeah, not under table.
Oh, okay. Were there any problems immigrating?
Usually, I don't have problem. We just have problem with a little bit language. Not a little bit, big problem language. Otherwise, it's like Canada is, guys, like for you, is very good country. If you want to build your life, it just needs study, and one more study. Canada is perfect country for life.
Last question. Say anything else about your immigration.
Anything you want to say.
What I can say? I'm lucky I come to Canada, me and my family.
Remember to rate us and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and tell others about this show. Until next time. SJT Immigration Project was hosted and produced by Mr. Lukanen. Interviews by Grzot, Abraham, and Chem. Music by Malcolm and Joe.